Everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman. Couple of things before we get into everything. One is, if you hear a whirring sound, that is my fan. We're kind of in the middle of a heat wave right now at the safe house, and the way I'm feeling right now, I need the fan on. And my apologies to Sasha, the Princess of Darkness, for not featuring her call we did with her this week. And that is because I am kind of coming off a couple of new sleeping arrangements and heat issues and everything else, because I'm not a skinny guy. So everything is piled up on me over the past week and changed with the heat, and I am totally exhausted. I am pretty much nodding off right now. And with that being said, it's easier for me to feature a retrospective episode instead of editing through a hour and a half plus call, because I've been nodding on and off, you know, just pausing and just almost blacking out for a couple minutes because I am that exhausted. So I will edit the call we did with Sasha this week, just that right now I'm not in the mindset of editing that call. So please accept this retrospective episode. It is our interview we did with Sharon Smith Lentz, who played Sarah Collins in the original Dark Shadows, and she's like one of the many original child actors, or I should say child actresses. And we had a wonderful conversation. It was one of the very first decent interviews we did back in 2016. So here's that call. I hope you enjoy it.
Take it away.
Hi everyone, I'm still at for another four-state retro pop culture and Comic Con. I'm here with
Sharon Smith Lentz from the original Dark Shadows.
And the reason why I wanted to interview Sharon is because over the many years that I've been listening to various radio shows, they keep bringing up the original Dark Shadows. And recently, in the past few years, we had the remake. So who better to speak to about the original program and its oddly intense popularity, which has lasted how many years? What?
Celebrate 50 years.
From what I heard, there's been constant, almost Rocky Horror type-esque shows that go on yearly for Dark Shadows. Can you explain that to those who are of the younger generation, what Dark Shadow, the original, was and how it evolved to what the cult following that it is, please?
Absolutely. The original Dark Shadows was on air from 1966 to 1971. There were over 1,200 episodes when it originally aired. Dark Shadows, for those that are not initiated, it was, in fact, the first gothic soap opera ever. We had vampires and witches and werewolves on TV in the middle of the afternoon. That was unheard of back in the mid-60s. There are still, obviously, Dark Shadows has been on the air, on and off the air for 50 years, but throughout those 50 years, we have had authentic following. They're just so wonderful, you would not believe it. I still have people that run up to me and say, I ran home from school to watch Dark Shadows, and I can see in their eyes they're reverted to the ripe old age of maybe 10, 12, 13 years old when they were watching the show. They get just as excited now. The movie that came out with Johnny Depp, recently was based on the original Dark Shadows. However, it took a different turn, and it was more satirical. The original show was done much like theater. It was done in seriousness. It was done with no cut in the filming. You didn't do it three times over till you got it right. The actors went on, they did it, and if there were any bloopers, which we all love, they just kept moving. They didn't stop. However, the Johnny Depp movie, although it was not what I had anticipated it to be, it did bring us new fans and followers, which I think is awesome. They watched that movie and they were reminded maybe by their parents or their grandparents, hey, that was based on a show that was on mid-60s. And a lot of those young people, college age and younger, went back maybe to the library to rent a copy or on Amazon and bought a copy to see what the original was like. It also has been run recently on Decades Channel. I'm not sure where all... who receives Decades Channel. But Decades Channel did a couple of weekends marathon of some of the best of Dark Shadows. And those kind of things bring on new fans. So when I go to a convention and I have teenagers and 20-somethings and 30-somethings that I know for a fact did not see the show originally come up to me excited, they have that same enthusiasm. They're like, oh my gosh, I love Dark Shadows. I have to ask them, how do you know about Dark Shadows? And pleasantly, a lot of them are because of the movie that came out, I believe it was 2012, maybe 2011. I apologize. It was 2012. We have original fans still that come out to the conventions that have interest in Dark Shadows, and we have new fans, and I think that's pretty amazing.
Do you think the resurgence, but I'm going to age both of us somewhat because I grew up in the tail end of the UHF era or the independent station era where shows like Dark Shadows were rerun during Saturday afternoons or during the week at some point. Do you think the aspect of the digital age, meaning Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, becoming the next I'm using it as an umbrella term, a UHF type ordeal where you see Dark Shadows making a reinsurgence to the younger generation that might be out there, where us as possible parents saying, hey, sit down, watch this with us.
It is a show that can cross generations, and I think that's great because there are many, many different storylines, so there's kind of something for everyone. It's scary enough to be exciting, but it's not horror in the sense of blood and gore. So in this day and age, I would say that it's good for, you know, school-age children all the way through to the grandparents who still remember it. So yes, it can be a family thing. With regard to the shows being accessible now, it's not like the show's on at a certain time. You have to be there to watch it. Friday comes, there's a cliffhanger. Oh my gosh, you have to wait till Monday to see the rest. Generationally speaking, they don't have to do that anymore. They can actually sit down and binge watch, which some of my younger family members binge watch a lot of shows. They can binge watch Dark Shadows and watch several 30-minute episodes back to back to back to back to back, which I think is awesome. I'm kind of a little jealous because back in the day we had to wait, but now you can binge watch and watch an entire storyline. As I said earlier, there are over 1,200 episodes, so in order to actually watch them all, it would take probably 3 years of being very loyal to the show.
As someone who clipped their cable and Dish cord. Oh my God! If that ever came on Netflix, I'd be like, "Oh, been hearing so much. Finally, get to sit instead of seeing it. Oh, we're going to take the 10 best of episodes of Dark Shadows, just to like, oh, they put all God knows how many series ones it was. It lasted how many years?
From 66 to 71. With 12,
that was just six. What would be six seasons worth of stuff? 1,200 episodes, which were about average. Soap up, what, about an hour's worth of each episode for roughly?
Well, the show, when it originally aired, it was a 30-minute episode, and there were commercials.
So you're talking maybe about 45 minutes to an hour. that would, you're talking about three, depending on how willing you're to stay inside and watch, you're talking maybe anywhere from several months to several, at least a year.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
Even though you were the one of the original cast members, I see right here one of the most, for the life of me, I forgot his name.
His real name is Jonathan Frid.
Jonathan?
He was the lead character of Barnabas Collins. He was the vampire, and he is basically the reason why Dark Shadows survived, and I think lasted for as long as it did.
I don't mean to overstep, because you are the star of this, what we're doing. I've heard as late as maybe 2006, 2007, he was still counted amongst the living.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Jonathan died in 2012.
I take it age got the better of him.
He was 86 years old, I believe. And yes, I saw him just a few months before he passed. He was at a Dark Shadows convention, and he was still meeting, greeting, and shaking hands. He was a very theatrical man.
That's what I kept hearing, that he was always fan-friendly and always the theatrical person.
Absolutely.
So it would have been an honor if he was still around to meet him, just like it's an honor to meet you.
He's definitely an iconic individual.
Working on a show such as this, has it had an effect on you in any way?
I was 10 years old when I was on the show, and at that time I had no idea the impact that television show was having on people's lives. I just did my job, which happened to be a lot of fun, and then I didn't think about it for a lot of years, and it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I was invited to go to Dark Shadows convention as an invited guest, and I was rather shocked when I got there and saw literally thousands of people standing in line waiting to get my autograph and some of the other original characters' autographs. They were putting on skits. They were just reliving their childhood and enjoying each other's company and everybody having the same love for Dark Shadows. I was bowled over. It really impressed me so much, the fans and their loyalty, that I continued to go to Dark Shadows conventions for years after that. I did take off a few years because of my children. I chose to be with them
That's perfectly understandable.
But then I started to go back in the mid-90s. I started to go back to Dark Shadows conventions every year, and it continues to this day to have a huge following. This June, we are actually celebrating the 50th anniversary in Tarrytown, New York, at Lyndhurst Castle, which was used in one of the Dark Shadows movies. But the tickets went on sale. They were much anticipated. There was a lot of talk ahead of time. And when they did go on sale, they were absolutely sold out within 30 days.
When was this event? Or did it happen yet? Or
this June. It's coming.
It's happening this June.
Yes, just a few more weeks.
And you heard it here. It's sold out. I was going to ask if there's going to be an event.
It is sold out. However, if you are in the Tarrytown, New York area, near the Hudson, I would encourage you to come out. A lot of the guests hang out in the hotel lobby. We're all very accessible to our fans, because without the fans, we would have no significance. So we love our fans, and we spend a lot of time with them, even outside of the official event. There will be trips to Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, which is nearby, and to Lyndhurst Castle, which is right up the road from the host hotel.
I know you say you took a few years off to take care of your kids, raise your family. Have you done any other projects since Dark Shadows? And
actually, I retired at the ripe old age of 13 years old from professional television. I did take quite a few years off. When I was about 25 years old, I started to do theater because I really enjoy the camaraderie of acting and all the people that are involved. I really do love that. And recently, within the last several years, I've kind of stepped into the independent film industry, and I've been having a lot of fun with that. The most recent project that I did, it's a movie short called Ghoul's Night Out, and it's put out by the Ryan Weber Productions. It can be purchased online. If you go to Ryan Weber Productions Facebook page, I'm sure that you can find the information there.
If you have a card, just hand it to me. And you know,
absolutely.
Listeners, the website of where you could buy this DVD will be included in the show notes, and I'll be more than happy to promote it on the
show notes.
Again, as we said before recording, that you don't have to answer any questions that I propose, but did you fall victim to the, what I'm going to say is, or some people say as the child actor curse, or meaning, you know, the whole aspect
I know exactly what you're referring to without even having to say it. No, my parents were not stage parents per se. They never pushed me to do anything that I didn't want to do. We kind of fell into it accidentally. I started modeling and doing commercials when I was 5 and 6 years old. I was on another soap opera called Search for Tomorrow for a year prior to being on Dark Shadows. So I kind of was what we lovingly refer to as in the business. But at the same time, again, my parents were not pushy. I never was told you have to do this, or, you know, when the time came and I was a preteen and I said, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm not having fun, my parents said fine. And life went back to quote unquote normal. I went back to school, I went back to my neighborhood, and I just was like anybody else. So I was the only thing I can say about that period of time in my life from 5 to 13 was that I was around a lot of adults. I always had supervision. I always went to school or had schooling. I kept my grades up, and my mother made sure that I stayed as absolutely normal as possible. I didn't get any special treatments. She kept me very grounded. My family was always very supportive of me that way, and I appreciate that. You know, that having been said, my teens were rocky, but that had nothing to do with my having been on TV. That had to do with hormones and personality and just simply being a teen and finding yourself. So I feel very lucky to have had the experience that I had with regard to TV. Nothing really bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry disappoint.
From someone who's listened to a lot of tales, you hear a lot of the bad, mostly the bad that usually comes up.
And that's what you hear.
Which, because it seems to rise to the top. Some of the good that does rise to the top, like with you, and case in point, when you hear popular actor Daniel Radcliffe from the Harry Potter series, he credits to what was his normality coming out from being a child actor, was that he had so many, not only the good parents that allowed him to explore and be normal, he had the stage crew as an extended family that kind of kept him in line, like, stay away from that, that's trouble. He had that extended family. Was there any type of kind of like an extended family on set, or was it just, she's 10, we have to stay away from...
Part being 10 years old, I guess I was pretty ignorant to what was going on around me in the adult world.
Which usually happens when you're 10 years old.
But I have to say that all of the people that I worked with on the show always treated me nicely. No one treated me like I was a rug on the floor. They respected that I was there to do a job, and as long as I did it, I was accepted into the fold. The cameramen and the sound crew, those guys were a lot of fun. They thought it was funny for me to climb on their equipment. Those days, the cameras were behemoth and had big foundations on them, and the sound equipment was on big trolleys, and they were huge. And I thought it was funny to climb on them, and they had big cables that they'd be like, oh, honey, watch yourself, you know. But it was, they encouraged me to have fun. It was work on the one hand, and when the cameras were running, it was serious. But then when the cameras were off, it was a comfortable situation. I could have some fun.
Just don't break it all.
Well, Well, yeah. Just, be careful, but.
So, would you be happy if a streaming service such as Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, take your pick, do an honest series like they've been doing, like Netflix has been doing with the Marvel series? Would you be happy that if they did something almost as strong as what Dark Shadows did in the 60s, early 70s, now that them being the new frontier of kind of, how to put this, I lost the word, syndication, the new form of syndication, an aspect that, hey, we want to do our own type of soap opera. We think we could be able to do it with Dark Shadows because people are liking Daredevil. They're liking the darker stuff now. Let's see if we can make it bring that back. Would you be, I would say, instead of the comical Johnny Depp type deal, would you be interested or happy to hear that Netflix or its ilk wanting to do something like that?
I would love to see the story of Dark Shadows redone sincerely by someone who really gets it. And there are a lot of Dark Shadows fans out there who are in the business, and I would love to see one of them pick it up or promote it to do that. I will always love the original Dark Shadows with Jonathan Frid. To me, that's almost, you can't go back and recreate that. There was so much romanticism within that show that was produced by those particular actors that came together and fed off of each other. You can never reproduce that. However, at saying that, I would not be opposed to a new version of Dark Shadows as long as it remained a gothic soap opera and not a joke.
I think I get that. It's like the appeal of the classic werewolf and Frankenstein, that there's, even though it's kind of nowadays kind of corny, kind of cheesy, but it still has that aspect of being a classic and being a standard as to how they did it way back in the mid to late 50s, early 60s, and that's what Dark Shadows did. It set, in essence, a set of bar. That being said, do you think it might have set too high of a bar, or something that said, would say, as a show, come on, bring it on, let's see what you got?
I don't think they set too high of a bar. I just think that it was a very, very special bar, as it were, okay? Again, if someone was sincere and wanted to take the new technology that we have and all of the great knowledge that has been learned in the ensuing years and applied that to the show and the story and added to the storylines and expanded on the storylines and completed some of the storylines that were kind of left spinning endlessly, I think that would be great, but it would have to be a sincere attempt to respect what was done originally.
I want to end it right there. Is there anything you would like to promote or where people can find you or anything like that?
I would just like to say that if anybody is interested in my life, my ensuing career in the independent film industry and anything Dark Shadows, I do have two Facebook pages. One is my professional page, which is Sharon Smith Lentz, and that's Smith with a Y, and Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z. I have my personal page, which is just under Sharon Lentz. You're more than welcome to friend request me there. I'm very accessible and very open. I also have a web page that needs to be updated, but it does still have some great pictures there, and that's www.sharonsmith.net.
We'll provide all the links in our show notes, and once this episode drops, we'll be more than happy to share the link with our show with you and various social media outlets. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the interview we did, well, close to, if not more than 4 years ago, with Sharon Smith Lentz. Again, I apologize for how I sound and it not being, the episode being not being what you probably expected for this week. So fret not, there will be better episodes coming soon, hopefully. Stay tuned for next week, where we'll have Sasha the Princess of Darkness back on, with a general conversation. Again, Sasha, if you're listening to this and you made it this far, well, again, I am sorry. I'm sorry very much. I put my health first, and folks, I have not missed a week in regards to a show drop, so that's why you're getting this. If you have any questions, concerns, et cetera, you can always email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, or you can leave us a comment on the pin post, whatever is the pin post when you hear this, on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/TheLongcoatMafiaPodcast. Or you could send us a DM on Twitter and telling us what you think, or reply to us on our Twitter post in regards to this episode. And we'll, if we get enough comments, we will read them on air. And what else? If you want, you could also DM us on, by the way, our Twitter handle is Longcoat Mafia. As you can see or hear, I'm not fully with it. Or you can leave us a DM on our Instagram account. And that account is Longcoat Mafia. If you're, while you're there, leaving that comment or going through our history, feel free to hit that follow button and see what we have to put up every now and again. What else? We do have, we do have a YouTube channel. I should start putting up more content, like these interviews, in some way, shape, or form, with something in the background playing. That way it favors the video aspect of YouTube's algorithm instead of the static image. So our YouTube channel, you have to, if you wish to subscribe or check us out, you have to look us up by searching for The Longcoat Mafia Podcast. And I just want to let you all know that I'd appreciate if you click that subscribe button and clicking the follow button on our Facebook page, which is, again, facebook.com/TheLongcoatMafiaPodcast. That way, if I put up a facebook.com, or I should say a Facebook exclusive video, you're able to catch it, as well as a Facebook exclusive YouTube video. A YouTube exclusive video. So that way you got the best of both worlds. And I've been putting up a lot of videos straight to YouTube, so please do that. What else? We do have a Twitch channel. It is twitch.tv/longcoatmafiapod. Until I figure out how they're doing things console wise when Mixer finally shuts down and goes to Facebook Gaming, I'll see about doing everything once that switch is over. What else? We don't really use TikTok, so that's about it for that. Our social media, all the links are also on our main page, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And as for finding our show, you could find us on, if you're using a desktop or laptop computer, you could find us on Apple Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and again, our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And while you're there, you could check us out going all the way back to the beginning of our show. We've been doing this for a hair over 5 years, and we're going to see how far we could take this, but stuff like this crops up every now and again, so we have to kind of take the low road or the cheap shot in order to put out content for all of you. So again, I apologize for that. I do recommend you bookmarking our main website, that way, just in case like iTunes or Spotify have a glitch, you're still able to get our episodes. And while at the site. You could stream them to your, I mean, just plain stream them, or you could download them to your computer and listen to them that way. If you're using a mobile device, we're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, etc., especially the Podbean app. So please check us out. If you check out our main page on a mobile device, you're going to need the app, which is free, to get any of our episodes. That's a thing. And I want to say that's about it for right now. Take care and see you all next week with our call with Sasha, the Princess of Darkness.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.